Mrs. Dalloway. Clarissa Dalloway. What does she say? Something. What? I might start there. Mrs. Dalloway going on an errand in June. I might start there. Mrs. Dalloway going on an errand on a day in June. Instead of soldiers marching off to lay the wreath in Whitehall. Is it the right beginning? Is it too ordinary? Mrs. Dalloway said something. Yes.
I should be fixing breakfast.
Daddy. Morning, Bud.
I'll read one page. At 7:15, I'll get out of bed. The time. Reading this morning of all mornings. On Dan's birthday. I'll make it up to him. I'll iron the good tablecloth. I'll set a big bouquet of flowers in the middle of the table and wrap gifts for him. I'll bake him a perfect birthday cake. Just one page. Mrs. Dalloway said,
7:45 a.m., time for weather on the 5. More summer weather for a June day. It's 68 degrees in Central Park right now.
The flowers.
Today is your day, Clarissa.
This is it, honey. Oh, look at the sky. I'm gonna fill our house with hundreds of roses. Yes, yes. What was the line in the night? Flowers? Don't look in the mirror, Virginia. It doesn't matter. Today is a good day. You didn't look in the mirror. Today, I will write. Oh, I will write.
I'm on my way, Sally.
I'm cleaning the bathroom.
Great. I've checked the fridge off the list. 4 shelves are clear. The kitchen's ready for the caterers. Can you take a look and see if it's all good?
Got it. Don't be gone long.
Oh, and the living room's all yours. Should we open the conservatory and let the air in? It's a beautiful day.
Clarissa, I have an appointment.
One of us has to be here at 3 for all the food. I'm just thinking ahead. Oh, this is the last time I hold a party here. 50 guests, what was I thinking?
You love it. Just to remind you, I have a lunch meeting, remember?
Right, I'll be back way before you go. I just have flowers to buy. I left you coffee.
My work is a party. I am a girl in a new dress about to go down to the party, about to appear on the stairs, fresh and full of hope. Today, I will write. Yes, today I will write. I'll open with a day like today. The air, like it is in summer, earlier than this, fresh, calm, still, like the flap of a wave, yes, like the kiss of a wave.
She felt very young, at the same time unspeakably aged. She sliced like a knife through everything, at the same time as outside looking on. She had a perpetual sense as she watched the taxi cabs of being out, out, far out to sea, and alone.
Wait. Pause. Like on the edge of a turquoise pool before you dive into the racket. I'm so lucky. I'm alive in Manhattan this morning in June. Me. On my errand. These trees, these perfect little leaves, how do they survive in those patches of dog dirt and wrappers? Ah, flowers to buy. A party to give. A room full of delicious food and flowers and people. Witty and influential and brilliant people. And my old friend, the writer.
You're up too early.
I feel well.
Have you had your breakfast?
Yes, Leonard.
Liar.
I'm having coffee with cream.
It's far from enough, Virginia. I'm going to have Nellie bring you a bun and some fruit.
If you send Nellie in to interrupt me, I won't be responsible for my actions.
It doesn't have to be much.
I'll eat later. I woke up in the night with a new opening line. Food will bury it.
You will have lunch.
I will have lunch. Why are you looking at me like that?
The first time I ever saw you, you were as startling as a Velazquez. We were at your brother's rooms in Cambridge.
Leonard.
You were in a white dress.
20 years ago, and now?
Still regal?
I'm going to work.
All right, Virginia. And now, I'm going to soldier on here.
Today's going to be difficult. It's going to be one of those days. I won't believe in myself. Showered and dressed, fixing breakfast for Dan and my boy. There, in my robe. I should. For Dan, he risked everything, and you're in bed? What's the time? Just one more page. She stiffened a little on the curb, a touch of the bird about her. Of the jay, blue-green light, vivacious, though she was over 50.
I would have run when I was younger. 52, I'm 52. Whoa!
$3 for a dollar.
Just one, can I just have this one?
Oh, you like them red? That's 50 cents.
It's gonna be one of those days. I never want it to stop.
Mommy, Mommy, wake up!
I'm not ready.
Shush. Mommy needs to sleep.
Why?
Shush. Come away, son. You guys have got a job to do in the kitchen.
A suspense. But that might be her heart affected, they said, by influenza. Before Big Ben strikes. There. Out it boomed. First a warning. Musical. Then the hour. Irrevocable.
Oh. Why am I always in a rush through the roil and shock of Washington Square? I'm gonna say to Sally, let's stroll over and sit on the benches beside the fountain when this party's over. Cool off. Frisbees. Rollerblades, joggers, volleyball. It's wonderful. The park's for everyone, sitting or moving. All the NYU students. And my Julia, my baby girl's one of them now. Unbelievable how time flies. The whole world's here. Why else do we struggle on living? But all this, even if we're further gone than Richard, even if we're skin and bones, even Richard wants to live. Because of all this.
So, I will write about a day in the life of Mrs. Dalloway. Mrs. Dalloway in the heart of London. Where I would love to be. In the bellow and the uproar. To fly into the city like a flame.
Motorcars, omnibuses, vans, sandwich men shuffling and swinging, brass bands, barrel organs, and the triumph and the jingle and the strange high singing of some airplane overhead was what she loved. Life. London. This moment of June. How could someone who was able to write a sentence like that kill herself? What in the world is wrong with people? Up. Up, get up. Get up.
Richmond. Villas and flower beds. What do they do all day behind their shutters? Clocks strike in empty rooms. 8 years now of this cure of dullness. I'll write for an hour or so, then I'll eat something. Yes, I will have lunch. When I'm 9½ stone, they'll permit me to return to London. Yes, I will write for an hour. My new book.
My hair's brushed, isn't it? My teeth are clean. I have my aqua robe on. What's wrong with me? That's my husband in the kitchen. That's my little boy. All they need is my presence and my love. What's wrong with me?
Well, good morning.
Mommy!
Look who we have here.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Mommy, look. I did it. I put them in the jug.
Oh, Dan, you bought roses already. On your birthday, you're too much.
It wouldn't really mean anything without you, Laura, would it?
What if I'm merely a woman in a housecoat, holding a pen, mildly competent, with no idea where to begin? No. I didn't look in the mirror. I didn't speak to Nellie. I didn't conjure my demons. I never know when the gift will come, but it's here. I may reach the gold this morning. I love starting a story, to feel this brilliant metal in my veins. Begin. Mrs. Dalloway said she would buy the flowers herself.
Clarissa! Hey, Clarissa!
Oh! Walter, wow! What are you doing in town on a Saturday?
Evan's so much better on the new cocktail, he wants to go dancing tonight. And how's Richard? And how are you?
I'm on my way to buy flowers.
Where?
Barbara's, Spring Street.
Good choice. Worth the walk. Avoid McDougal. Movie set. Chaos. Probably more of that goofy girl with her fake orgasms. Who are the flowers for?
We're having a little party for Richard today.
Then why aren't you slaving in the kitchen?
Funny. We have, we have caterers. Would you like to come? It's our place this evening. I wanted to have it in our home.
Is Richard...
It's in honor of the Carruthers Prize. You do know about it.
Yeah, great. Sure. How is he?
You know, they don't have a quota to fill like the Nobel. It's just awarded when someone's career seems undeniably significant.
Great.
But you too. Selling marvelously.
Ha! Romance is ephemera. Whereas Richard is legendary and his novel was legendary. You were the woman in it!
Is it really me? You know writers.
Of course it was you.
Obviously, he was still madly in love with you.
No.
Yes, to spend so much time recording every little facet of you. We all read the chapter where you went shopping for nail polish.
Well, that isn't...
And after 30 pages, you decided not to buy any. That was the chapter. He just wanted to spend that time with you, Clarissa. 30 pages worth of time on one shopping trip where you didn't even shop.
Well, I...
And he only gave one scene to, that miserable old flame of his...
Lewis?
Yes, Lewis. You invited him to this party? That'll be worth seeing.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the party sooner. It never occurred to me that you'd be around on a Saturday.
Of course I'll come. Evan may choose to reserve his energy for dancing.
Dancing? He's dancing again. So the drugs, they really took.
So far, yeah.
Evan's dancing again? How can it be so random? Who recovers? And who dies? Why did I invite them? Richard will be furious with me. Stop. Clarissa, breathe. Breathe, 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 breathe. You're here. This is the world. You live in it. Be grateful, but... The flower shop.
Mommy, I'm having cereal.
You need to rest. Just because I have to get up at the crack of dawn doesn't mean you have to, Laura, especially these days.
Mommy, look!
I might have spent my whole life reading if it weren't for you, Dan.
You are listening to KLAX.
Coffee?
We thought you were dead. Then you returned to L.A. from the realm of the dead.
There. Anything to eat, honey?
Mommy.
It was you, Dan. You smelled like yourself. Sweet. Despite the fighting.
Mommy?
Daddy is a war hero.
Hey, look at the time.
Oh, yes. It'll still be quiet on the
ship. I'll have an hour to catch up with paperwork before the phones start ringing.
Yes, you will.
Bye.
Well now. Guess what we're going to do today? We're going to make a cake for Daddy's birthday. Oh, what a big job we have ahead of us. We're going to make him the best cake he's ever seen. The very best.
But how, Mommy? Cake, 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 cake.
I'm reading Virginia Woolf, book by book. So brilliant, so strange. A whole book about a woman. On one day. Preparing for a party. Virginia understands. We need our own territory. We need to create.
Yellow kitchen. Green.
Measuring cups.
Blue cup.
Bowls.
Black hair.
Sieve.
Blue mommy.
What else?
Can I, Mommy? Can I?
I'm sensitive, too. I have an inner life. Dreams. Might I have a hint of her brilliance? Oh, you're not special, Laura Brown. Probably all women think it. What am I doing here? I'd rather be somewhere else. Instead of at these foolish tasks. Sitting under the hairdryer at the hairdresser's or at the supermarket, turning fruit over in your fingers. Or bringing your mixing bowls and measuring spoons out of your yellow cupboards when you could be... We're making homes and raising children. We're like a novelist. We create a whole world. We bring order and harmony so that our children are safe and our brave men who really have seen horrors we can't even imagine come home to our perfume, to plates and napkins.
Cake! 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 Mommy! You stopped.
I did, didn't I?
Can a single day in the life of an ordinary woman be enough for a novel?
Oh. Oh, Wonderful. I want it all. No, I want a few bunches of something or other.
On this particular day, Mrs. Dalloway will go shopping in Bond Street for flowers.
Peonies, yes.
For delphiniums, sweet peas, bunches of lilac, carnations, masses of carnations.
The extravagance. Roses, too. I love those cream roses, so yes, yes, and throw in some red, too. I want to fill our home with color. Is there time? Sally will be... Oh, the schedule, I can't stay long. The flowers need water. But I'll just...
Cake! The blue ball.
Yes. See, Bug? How finally the flower falls. Like rain. You'd like to sleep, but you're not allowed your sleeping tablets. And all the pills are piling up in your bathroom cabinet. Now, Bug, what comes next?
Are you still writing, Virginia? You'll tire yourself out.
No, I'm reading, Leonard. I won't be long.
Clarissa Dalloway isn't as safe as she appears.
This area is so touristy now. I miss its old jazzy charm. Though Richard's building still has the squalid front door. Well, it's useless to buzz up. He never answers.
Oh, God, it's cold.
Feeling as she did, standing there at the open window, that something awful was about to happen. Looking at the flowers and the trees with the smoke winding off them and the rooks rising, falling. Yes.
Oh, my ridiculous flowers. Walk up 5 flights to make sure he's okay, dragging 6 bunches of flowers into a 5th-floor walk-up. I will call out good morning. I will open the curtain. Clear away any breakfast things if they were delivered. I'll kiss him on the forehead. Oh, I hope he won't be snide about Sally. Death. There it is. Juniper. Sage. To cover the smells. Good morning.
It's the last day of Clarissa Dalloway's life. She will kill herself.
I won't ask again, Virginia.
Will she die for love? She will be married. But there will have been another first love, some free and passionate romance, perhaps experimental. Perhaps even another girl.
It's almost 11.
On my way, Leonard!
Virginia becomes infected by a virus of throbbing light. There's no reprieve from the brightness. Then the voices start. I don't ever want to see it again. She becomes pain. The headache becomes our world. She hears voices in the air. She hears them emanate from walls. They're old men. They're angry. Then we live on eggshells because she shouts at us. She sees us as devils of light. A flock of sparrows once sang in Greek to her outside her window. We're all living on borrowed time before her next headache.
Yes. I've started a new book, Leonard. Meticulous Leonard, director of the Hogarth Press. Proofreading poetry all morning.
There are 10 errors in 8 pages.
Lucky to have found them. I'm going for a walk to clear my head. Then I'll pitch in.
Walk? Where?
Not far.
And there's lunch. Virginia, we will be hungry.
I will speak to Nelly after my walk. You know that I always walk after writing. I have to walk out of that world.
You never come out of it.
A girl. Clarissa's first love. The girl will be brash and captivating. She'll scandalize the aunts by cutting the heads off dahlias and hollyhocks and floating them in great bowls of water, as Vanessa always does. I despise Richmond. Window boxes, hedges, wives and pugs. 8 years of this curse. I want London. Better to die in London than evaporate here.
Oh, did you see the bird, sweetie? It was white and green and it flew over the lawn. And the cake is going to be wonderful. Even better than in the magazine. Okie doke. You did the first cup. It's very grown up, measuring cups of flour. Oh, careful. Good. Now we put it in the other bowl. Do you think you can do that by yourself? That's it. Now turn it over. Oh, oopsie.
Is it bad?
Oh, no. It's good. Very good. That's just exactly right. Are you ready to do another one?
I can, but I spilled it.
Is that pie for lunch, Nellie?
Yes, Mom. I thought a lamb pie, there's the lamb left over. And you were so hard at work this morning, we didn't speak.
A lamb pie sounds lovely.
And cress soup and the pie. Then I thought just some of them yellow pears for pudding. Unless you'd like something fancier.
Pears it is, then.
You was working, Mom. I did my own thinking.
Do you remember that Vanessa and the children are coming at 4?
Yes, Mom. I remember.
China tea, please, and Mont Blanc pastries from Rumpelmayer's.
Not buns?
We've not had Vanessa for more than a fortnight. I'd prefer to give her something better than yesterday's scraps.
Rumpelmayer's pastry would mean London.
Well, the trains run on the half hour, the buses on the hour.
To be ready by 4. And luncheon far from finished now, and it's 11:30.
Four o'clock is almost 5 hours from now. Now being 11:08, the 12:30 train will get you to London just after 1, the 2:30 will deposit you back here just after 3. Am I miscalculating?
No.
She hates me. I will make Clarissa Dalloway marvellous with servants. Oh, let's have something more than pears, Nellie. Mr. Wolfe is in a mood today, and I'm afraid pears won't do nearly enough to sweeten his disposition. Mrs. Dalloway's servants will love her.
Sally, here.
Hey, wow. Look at these. Where were you? You were gone for what seemed like hours. I'm off.
Where are you going?
Uptown. Lunch, work. Didn't I tell you?
Oh, Sally. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Sorry. I did clean the bathroom like a demon.
No, just go. Toilet paper?
There's plenty. You visited Richard, haven't you?
I was feeling sorry for him.
How is he?
He's hallucinating. I have to sort his meds.
Is he looking forward to the prize giving?
I got the prize for my performance. For having HIV and going nuts and being brave about it. It has nothing to do with my work.
Then he should refuse it.
That's just what I said.
Come here. Why do you let Richard do this to you?
I need to put these stalks in warm water. Oh, I have so much to do.
Mrs. Dalloway must kill herself over something that seemed very little. Her party failing, her husband not noticing what went into it.
Virginia, look. Look at all the mistakes in the proofs. This printing press is a catastrophe.
A domestic defeat is as devastating for Mrs. Dalloway as lost battles are for a general.
Ugh, it doesn't matter.
And how not to make it sound comic, killing herself over a trifle.
Is it wrong?
It's fine. It's a fine cake. Everyone will love it. There, happy birthday, Dan. Only a little mistake, so the crumbs in the frosting.
It'd be wonderful if cakes really looked like they do in the magazines.
Will you play with me, Mommy?
So, now what? I'll make the beds, I'll vacuum the rugs, then... And you do want to be loved. To be a wife who sets a perfect table. A competent mother reading calmly to her boy. Who wants to be strange, full of quirks and rages, always sulking, alone? Who wants to be like Virginia Woolf? Oh, no.
There's somebody at the door! There's somebody at the door!
It's Kitty. Now you shout it out, she knows we're in, doesn't she?
No, Mommy. Play with me.
Do you want me to answer that call?
No. Let it go onto the machine.
Here. Drink this.
I don't know if I can bear it. I just want the virus to go. And I want him to stay.
You've cared for him so well. You. You do everything.
I suddenly lost heart.
You and Richard were young together. You remind each other what being young felt like.
Yes. Yeah.
I wish you had been young with me.
Oh, Sally. I'm gonna make a crab casserole.
You're what?
I am. I promised Richard I'd make him his favorite.
But you've paid caterers.
This is just for him.
Well, that is crazy. You have no time. You have... I'll cancel my lunch.
No. Go, Sally. Go. Hello? Julia. Hi, honey.
Mommy.
Kitty, hello. Good morning. Is this a good time?
It's a very good time. Don't worry at all.
Oh, come on in.
Thank you.
Oh, look, you made a cake.
It's Dan's birthday.
Oh, look.
It's harder than you think, Kitty. Piping words in frosting.
Oh, it's cute. Dan will be touched you tried.
Is that what you do on Ray's birthdays?
Is that coffee? Is that...
Yes, you'd like some.
Is that all right?
Of course, yes.
Ray, such a jock in high school. The cheerleaders loved him. Now, obscure county clerk, hiding behind his bow ties and bourbon. He was a POW. Nobody says anything. About none of them.
So how's Dan?
Oh, he's well, thank you. He's pleased it's his birthday. He loves his birthday.
But you lucked out with Dan. I never even spoke to you at school, always in the corner with your nose stuck in a book.
Oh.
But Dan's kind. You know, he must have wanted to bring you out of yourself.
Don't you ever wonder what makes him tick?
Sure. This is such good coffee. What brand do you...
Sometimes, Kitty, you look so precious. Golden and singular and flawed and unusual as a movie star. And sometimes I see you as you'll be at 50. A bit mannish and leathery.
So, I just wanted to ask you a favor.
Uh-huh.
I have to go into hospital for a couple of days.
Oh, Kitty.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you would feed the dog.
Of course. What's wrong?
Oh, well, I've got... Apparently, I have some kind of growth inside.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I think it's, I think it's what the problem is.
Oh.
Why we don't...
Yes.
...have it.
And when are you having your...
Well, it's actually this afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, so,
right. Of course, you mustn't worry, Kitty.
No, I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. I mean,
You'll be fine.
Be fine, you know.
Kitty the powerful, Kitty the homecoming queen, frightened.
Oh, Kitty.
Oh, it'll be fine. I'm more worried about Ray than I am about myself, really.
You mustn't worry about Ray. Don't worry.
He's always wanted to be a father. He's just... I mean, it was the reason that he married me, so that I could have his children. And now it seems I can't have...
Kitty's heart, Kitty's illness, Kitty's breasts, Kitty's deep pink lights, her red gold lights, the heart beneath the heart that Ray dreams of, searches for desperately at night, is in my arms.
Laura, I have to go, really. I must leave for the hospital.
You know what, you know how much food to give the dog?
And, I do, yeah.
And make sure you check his water as well as the food, all right? Mm-hmm. I'll see you later. Thank you. Mom?
I'm in the kitchen, Julia.
You've got to be kidding.
Why not?
Now?
Yeah, I'm making crab casserole for Richard.
That's crazy.
Why don't you wear the ring I gave you for your 18th?
Oh, where's that coming from?
You've got rings sprouting out of every bit of you, even your nose. But not my ring.
Mom, I do, just not now, okay? Ugh, I was calling in to say hi. Okay, I am going to leave you to yourself. Why am I nervous? Oh, and I see Sally's made a bolt for it.
This party matters to me. It's because it's for Richard. It's his big...
He is such a drama queen, and he's got you right under his thumb.
Richard called me Mrs. Dalloway again this morning. For the first time since I was 18. After the woman in the book.
Yeah! Mom, I get it. Virginia, you are so Mrs. Dalloway.
You've read it?
How could I avoid it in this house? Mrs. Dalloway said she would buy the flowers herself. I mean, look around. You did.
I was guarding these flowers around all morning, and then I called in on Richard. Perhaps that's it. It was the flowers that reminded him of Mrs. Dalloway.
And he called you that when you were 18.
Hello, Mrs. Dalloway.
You mean, when you were lovers.
Yeah. This one day, everything was rampant. Dragonflies zigzagging among the cattails. The seeds were up. Everything was flying. That was June, too. 18. 18, I could do what I liked. He came up behind me. Well, hello, Mrs. Dalloway. Coming up to me from behind, and we kissed. Properly. We walked around the pond together. I knew later we'd have dinner, and then I'd go to bed and read my book. And I thought, this is the beginning of happiness. Oh, it was a kiss and a walk.
The food?
I don't know. No, it shouldn't be. Not yet.
I'll see who it is. Hey, Mom. Later.
Later.
Lovely flowers.
Ginia! Ginia, are you there?
Darling, if I tell you I'm enchanted to see you now, you can imagine how ecstatic I'd have been to see you at the hour you were actually expected.
Ginia, we finished early in London. Our only other choice was to drive in circles round Richmond until tea time.
I envy you your freedom.
No! No!
It's quite the right thing to do, Bug. We'll make another one and hide this under the garden. There.
Daddy's cake! Mommy!
I piped the roses on first and didn't leave enough room for the N in Daddy's name. And there we have crumbs in the frosting, and I have to do it better.
Does Kitty say it's wrong?
She asked me to look after their dog. You like that, don't you? I threw the cake away because she said it was cute, remember? Your father doesn't want a cute cake after all he's been through. We've got plenty of time to make another cake. And this time I'll trace the letters with a toothpick so they'll be in exactly the right place. And I'll leave the roses for last. It's time for your nap.
Do I have to go? I want to be with you.
What have you done with the children? They're in the garden. Quentin found a bird in the road.
But let's go out. Or tea?
There's no Nelly. I've packed her off to London for pastries. You can expect them in about an hour, along with some of her heart's blood.
Really, Ginia? Well, Nelly can bear it.
You know just how to do everything. You know the right tone for servants. Hello, changelings!
The bird's dying.
Oh, dear. What have you told them?
That this is the bird's time to die. Angelica's gathering flowers and grass to make a bird funeral bed.
Mrs. Dalloway's going to die. I don't know how, though, or quite why.
You're writing?
Yes, I started this morning.
Marvellous.
It's about a woman who's like a bridal bed, like a wild and welcoming bed of grass and roses. Like Mother.
Does she have to die?
I'm bound to think that what I've written is appalling, but today I feel consumed by it. For example, this thrush. Why is she dying? And does it hurt?
You don't have to kill your character, Ginia.
Why not pick some roses for the bird's bed, Angelica?
You'll live on, Nessa, through your children.
And you will live on in your books.
Oh, my. Tinsley experiments will be boxed and forgotten in the attic.
What happened to you, Laura? Look. You can't concentrate. You can't read. They would be so nice. But you're not allowed. This is what it's like to go crazy. Not wailing, not shrieking, not hallucinating and drowning. But like this. Numb. Frozen. You would even love to be able to cry.
Lewis, look at you.
I tried to phone.
What a surprise. You can't have just come over. Nobody just comes over.
I came straight from the airport. Look at you.
Lewis, look at you. I'm so happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you too.
Why are we standing here? Come inside. I'm wondering if I have the right music.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8 steps. All this space in the West Village.
So much space. Yeah, sure. We were lucky.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Richard will be thrilled you're here.
Will he?
Of course. The party starts at 5. Oh, Lewis, don't cry.
I'm not.
I forgot you do that.
You were always too indignant to weep.
Do you want something to drink?
No. Yes. Glass of water?
Great. Do you like seltzer? Ice? Lemon?
Still so well behaved.
Do you mind if I carry on preparing? It's mm-hmm. just the time. Oh. What is it? Gone too?
Mm-hmm. It's like a flower shop in here. Thank you. How is Richard?
Well, there's some sort of Richardness that doesn't change, but much of him has changed.
He's pretty sick?
Yeah. Yeah. The protease inhibitors came too late.
It must be terrible.
Why haven't you been in touch with him since he got ill?
I was going to. When his novel came out, I did read it, but then I couldn't think of what to say.
Not even, you know, well done, Richard, you wrote your novel?
I hardly even appear in it.
Wasn't that strange of you?
You spent one single summer with Richard, yet you're there all the way through the novel. I'm his partner for years and years, and he edits me out.
You do have a scene in it.
Oh, yeah, in which I just whine about there isn't enough love in the world.
It is fiction.
I was going to write him or call, but then I read the book and I thought, 10 years with this man, and he spends the last years of his life writing about a woman with an apartment on West 10th? He writes exhaustively about her and relegates me to one scene. I mean, I live with him 10 years in at least 6 apartments, screwing him senseless, tolerating his neediness, and even after that, all I'm given, all that I'll ever be remembered as, is this sad man complaining about love, whereas you're there throughout.
I have been there throughout, Lewis.
Those cream roses are like for a wedding.
Yes, look at me. I'm an old woman fussing with her roses.
Isn't it weird, though? He hardly even bothered to change your name.
Perhaps she isn't me. It's Richard's fantasy about some woman who vaguely resembles me.
It's a damn weird book.
So everybody seems to think.
It feels like it's about 10,000 pages long. Nothing happens, and then bam, she kills herself.
Not me. His mother.
Let's look at what's left of the thrush.
Oh. Very well. Let's see the thrush.
I suppose the local cats or dogs will have devoured her anyway. Strange. They haven't. Things always look unlike themselves when the life has gone out of them.
It's nothing now. Just a fragment.
It looks like a lost glove, a little empty handful.
Yes. We take up more space when we're alive. Just by moving, I suppose. Or is it breath?
You remember Mother? Her body looked as if someone had replaced her with a little version made of pale iron. Nessa, I think I'm the size of me after my death already. I think that I'm an empty space.
Come away from the thrush, dear. It's so morbid. Surely Nelly must be coming soon with our pastry.
Let's take the train up to London and go out for supper. Just to flare up for a moment, to feel alive.
Am I in your picture? I was there. I was furious at you, Clarissa.
I know. I know.
I tried to be open. For him to have both of us.
We all tried. I need to do things, Lewis.
You're, I can't remember her name. Is well?
Sally. She is, thank you. And you? Are you with someone now?
I've just fallen in love. Again.
Have you, Lewis?
Oh, he's amazing. He was a student of mine last year.
A student? Wow. Where do you find it in you, Lewis?
You may be the most gifted student I ever taught. He does the most remarkable performance pieces about growing up gay and white in South Africa. Incredible.
Well,
he's amazing. I'm sorry. This keeps happening.
It's all right. Mm. Oh, for God's sake. Look at all that happened, Lewis.
I feel like such an asshole. Why was I spared the goddamn illness and he wasn't?
Oh, Lewis, it's all right. It's... Oh, there, there. It's all right, it's all right. Oh, that'll be Sally.
Hello?
Oh, no, it's Julia. You remember my little girl. Don't worry, she's seen other men cry.
Hello, I changed my mind, Mom. I'm back. Oh.
Oh, hi, honey. You remember Lewis.
Hi.
I'll come back for the party, Clarissa. 5 o'clock?
Yes, Lewis, promise me you will.
I promise.
Beautiful music from KLAX.
Look, a new cake while you were having your nap. And I've just finished trimming the beans for Daddy's birthday dinner.
You look so pretty, Mommy.
Do you like my earrings?
Yes, you look pretty.
I've washed and I've put on my blouse and my skirt and now I'm making the kitchen clean too. You see? And why do you think I'm doing all this?
For Daddy.
It's some hours before Daddy comes home for his party.
Are we going out?
We are. And what does that mean? It means, please will you put your feet in your sandals, and I will do the buckle.
Where are we going, Mommy?
Can you tell that the cake isn't right? I can. I know that all cakes go wrong in some way, but this was the second try. I frosted it twice. I frosted over the crumbs. Yes, I could have saved the first cake like that, but I didn't know that then.
Can we go to the Blue Sea?
I wanted it to be marvelous in general, not just to you and Daddy. Are you ready?
Yes, yes, Mommy.
Will you be a good boy and go look for your red truck? And when you find it, you stand still waiting while Mommy goes to the bathroom. Nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Has everything she needs. I want you to bring your toy so that you can entertain yourself while you're at Mrs. Latch's.
No, no, no!
Yes, I arranged it. I phoned her up and said, could I leave you with her while I do some shopping for the party?
No!
And she said yes.
No!
Don't you think it would make a hat decoration? The bird in its circle of roses. This is the missing link between millinery and death.
I would like to lie down in the bird's place. Vanessa and the children can go about their business, their tea and their travelling onwards, and I will change from being a difficult, angular woman into a bird, an ornament on a hat.
There's a bite in the air.
Which will Clarissa Dalloway be? Dead bird or rose bed?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Come back, Mommy. Mommy.
Mom. You're dreaming about being a woman driving a car. You're a woman driving a Chevrolet down Pasadena. The hills are still scorched from last year's fire. You see the black slopes of the hills, the blue white sky. Everything you see feels like it's pinned to the day like butterflies are pinned to a board. You've made sure your son is safe. You've left a cake that's an improvement on the first. You looked it up in a book and it said to frost it twice. The first layer is always the crumb layer. But still, you can hardly bear it because you failed. I think there's something wrong with you. And yet, you look like anyone going anywhere. You can go wherever you like. You have gas and money. 2 hours before they notice you're gone. All you want is somewhere you can read. Think. Be private. You'll say your husband's on his way to join you. How extravagant.
Oh, where can Sally be? She promised she'd be here when the buffet is delivered, which is any moment.
Sally will be here, Mom. What's up?
I have to do it right. It's gonna be Richard's last party.
Oh, good afternoon. Have you got a double room available? My husband has been unavoidably delayed.
Even strolling in the garden, Virginia and Vanessa have the manners and assurance of their class. The aristocracy has been destroyed by the war. I suppose that's why they cling to one another. Virginia, Virginia.
Candy, candy.
Aren't these your candy, Mommy?
Yes, sweet candy. Just read one more page of Mrs. Dalloway. Now you've some peace to read in. Did it matter then, she asked herself, walking toward Bond Street? Did it matter that she must inevitably cease completely? All this must go on without her. Did she resent it?
Or did it not become consoling to believe that death ended absolutely?
In part one of The Hours, Clarissa was played by Rosamund Pike, Virginia, Fenella Wolgar, Laura, Teresa Gallagher, Sally and Vanessa, Leah Williams, Leonard and Lewis, David Annan, Julia, Haley McGee, Walter and Dan, Corey Johnson, Nellie, Rachel Atkins, Richie, Jack Tobin. Other characters were played by Sydney Beveridge, Josh Wakesburg, and Tina Lohman. Music composed by Gene Pritzker. The Hours was written by Michael Cunningham and adapted for radio by Francis Burns. Producers, Judith Kampfner and Polly Thomas. A Corporation for Independent Media Production for BBC Radio 4.